There seemed to be a flaw in the governance arrangements, and that was highlighted in the Audit Office report and indeed our report as well.
It must also be a commentary on those who break the law, because a significant number of them probably don't care less what the court hands down to them.
Well, what we looked at in the committee is how people can and cannot afford to pay fines once they've been handed, a fine has been imposed to them. And one of our recommendations that we made was for the courts to look at exactly how people can pay a fine. They have to look at their income. If they're, someone who is unemployed, then, they can't afford to pay a fine. So we would be asking the department to look at taking all the necessary steps to make sure that those fines that are imposed on people, that they can actually pay them or do alternative sentence like community service or otherwise.
Is there a procedure in place where the money can be deducted from the brew or wherever?
That going forward, that is a piece of legislation that the department are actually looking at. They did discuss that when they came to committee with us. As I said, people who are being brought before the court who could be unemployed or cannot, just cannot afford to pay a fine. I think the message needs to be sent out that, obviously it's wrong to default on a fine, but when people come to court and they can't afford a fine, then courts, it's their responsibility to look at what fines they are putting on people and how they can afford them. And there needs to be some flexibility around maybe the time frame in terms of how they can actually pay back a fine. Or, when we looked at this, 3 million of that money that goes into having the PSNI officers enforcing warrants at a cost of 1.4 million for the prison service. That's excessive. So one of our recommendations is that, we would believe that it would be more cost effective to replace the PSNI with a civilian collection service for these outstanding penalties.
So is your criticism more at some elements within the Department of Justice than it is with the PSNI for actually chasing after the people who default on paying the fine?
Yes, that's right. I mean, under the current fine system, the Courts and Tribunal Services is responsible for enforcing the financial penalties imposed by courts, and then that's the PSNI's responsibility for serving and executing the warrants, and going out and finding the defaulters, and it's 3 million out of their budget to do that, so that their time would be best spent doing other things on the ground, at front line, than going after these perpetrators. So that's why we recommended that, a civilian collection service would be one of the ways of carrying this duty out.
That almost sounds like a bailiff.
Well, in terms of how that will be applied across the board, I wouldn't say it would be a bailiff type situation, but it has to be some sort of a civilian collection service wearing off dear times. And when you look at 3 million coming out of the PSNI budget to execute these fines, then it's a massive amount of money that could be spent at the front line for the public.
Okay, Michaela Boyle, Chair of the Public Accounts Committee, thank you for your time. Thank you.
25